in Jerusalem, in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the great church that marks the spots where our Lord was crucified, the place where our Lord died and was buried, the place where he was resurrected. There on the wall of one of its lower chapels is a drawing of a Roman ship in full sail with flags flying. And beneath it is an inscription that's written in Latin. And the inscription says, Domine Evimus, which means, Lord, we have come. It's the earliest example of graffiti etched into the wall by a Christian pilgrim coming back to listen to the story and to tell it, to visit the sites. Even in times of persecution, they were coming to this place in Jerusalem so that the story, the one that we just heard, the one that we just had told to us, the one that we all participated in, that one, the one that as it was read, we perhaps stood impatiently, we contemplated sitting down, I know I did, we looked at our watches, and we fidgeted with the pages of our hymnals or our booklets, and we flipped ahead to see how much longer. That exact story, it drew them from Rome, it drew them from Athens, it drew them from Gaul. Domine, Evimus, Lord, we have come. We journeyed with you this year. We walked with you. We took the trip. We made the journey. Lord, we have come. Those pilgrims knew that in telling this story, it makes it happen. It's what the church calls anamnesis, which means re-entering into. It's not just remembering. It's really entering into something again, something that's happened in the past, and we enter into it. The Jews, they do this with Passover. They enter into that Passover time when the Lord delivered them from slavery, from bondage. We do that with this Holy Week. These pilgrims knew that when the people of God, the mystical body of Christ, when it tells the story of their head, when their voice speaks these events ongoing, they open up and they enter into those events. We enter into these events. Holy Week is not a celebration. It's not a party. It's a reliving, a re-entry. It's getting on the boat and going on a pilgrimage. It's entering the events. And today, we begin it. Like thousands and thousands and thousands all the way back to the eyewitnesses have done before. Today, this week, we have become eyewitnesses. You and I, selves in the mystical body of Christ. We gather today, we gather this week, we gather and get on the boat of Holy Church, and we journey once more. This is the entry into the reality of our salvation. This is our Passover, and it's begun. Domine, Evimus. We truly enter into these events so that on Holy Thursday night, we are at that place. As feet are being washed, Jesus washes. As we kneel before the Blessed Sacrament in silent prayer that evening, we wait and watch in the Garden of Gethsemane. As our Lord dies, is buried, and as he rises again, we are there. It doesn't matter what our eyes see. If we believed only what our eyes see, who would come to communion? It's what our heart sees. It's what we see with the eyes of faith. Today, we begin to tell the story again of a king, the king, who became a lamb and a servant and shed his blood so that we would be free, so that slaves would go free, so that sinners would be paid for, so that those kidnapped by death would be ransomed and made new and live forever. And if we tell this story enough, if we give ourselves to telling the story, not just here to each other, but out there in the world, another generation will mark what the Savior has done for all of us. Domine, Evimus, Lord, we have come. We begin the pilgrimage now, here, today. The story has not stopped. It's not stopped because our risen Lord is still at work among us, through us. This week, this Holy Week, the Sacred Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then after it, the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. this Holy Week and Easter, I encourage you, journey with our Lord. Domine, Evimus, Lord, we have come. May he be praised now and forever.